大家好，我叫 Hasnan。
大家好，我叫 Max。
And the two of us are excited to be back with another episode of Listen and Learn Chinese, our podcast where we'll be learning Mandarin at the same time as all of you and sharing our tips and tricks for learning and speaking Chinese.
Let's start off by saying a huge congratulations to everyone for completing the Tones and Pinyin mini-series that ended last episode as we reviewed finals.
This episode, we're starting off a brand new mini-series all about one of the most important parts of Chinese culture, which is Chinese New Year.
But before we get started, you know the drill.
Quiz question 1. How would you say the podcast is very good in Mandarin?
And the answer to that is 播客, which means podcast, 很好, which means very good. 播客 is B-O in the first tone and K-E in the fourth tone. And 很好, as you've heard many times before, is H-E-N, normally in the third tone, but this time in the second tone because 好 is in the third tone. H-A-O. Now, remember, in Chinese, we don't really use articles like the too often, so that's why we say it this way. By the way, we appreciate the compliment. Question 2. What are the Mandarin pronunciations of the letters F-U-N-G in the first tone, L-A-M in the fourth tone, and W-O-N in the third tone?
So that's a trick question. So none of these combinations of letters actually exist in Mandarin. So you'll never see a word end in O-N, or AM or UNG in Mandarin, those word endings are more reminiscent of other dialects like Cantonese. So we could go over every possible combination of vowels and consonants allowed in Pinyin, but we honestly don't need to because once you get into the habit of practicing Pinyin, you'll kind of develop this natural sense for knowing what's possible in Mandarin and what's not. And then when you're out in the world and you read transliterated Chinese, you'll be able to tell what's been transliterated into English from Mandarin versus from a different dialect.
Our big idea this episode is a basic guide to Chinese New Year, its associated customs, and how to impress with pleasantries and conversation during this time. What's the background?
So Chinese New Year in Mandarin is 新年. The first word that comprises phrase is 新, which is X-I-N in the first tone. Remember that smiling consonant X. 新, which means new. And then 年, which is N-I-A-N in the second tone, which means year. 年. So, 新年 is the biggest of the big four holidays in Chinese culture. But keep in mind that 新年 is actually celebrated by many different East Asian cultures, so a more diplomatic way to refer to this would be Lunar New Year, and I think we'll use both terms for the purposes of this episode.
新年 marks the start of the new year in the Chinese lunar calendar. It starts on the first day of the first month of that calendar, and it also means it's the start of spring. This is a major holiday, and celebrations last 15 days traditionally.
So because we're working on a lunar calendar, so dates actually shift by a few days every year. So 新年 in 2020 starts on January 25th, but 新年 next year and the year after that will be on different days.
Each lunar year corresponds to a different zodiac animal. How the zodiac animals were chosen comes from a story.
So a long time ago, there was this guy named the Jade Emperor. In Chinese mythology, the Jade Emperor is considered the ruler of the heavens, and is kind of the most important figure in Chinese mythology. He had this bright idea to make a 12-year cycle called a zodiac, and on every year of the zodiac, he wanted to make an animal represent it. So he made a big announcement to all the animals in the land and told them to all race to his palace, and that the first 12 animals to arrive in order would be the 12 animals to go on his zodiac, which was a 12-year cycle, one animal for every year. So one of the main protagonists of the story is Rat, who is also called Mouse in other tellings of the story. So Rat used to be best friends with Cat. Rat and Cat both wanted to be on the zodiac, so they decided that they'd go to the palace together, especially because Cat didn't know the way there himself. The thing is, one of Rat's personality traits is that Rat is very ambitious and easily excitable. So Rat was so excited to get going that he left without Cat. So when Cat woke up in the morning, he was really triggered that Rat left without him, which is why to this day, rats and cats do not get along. At one point in his journey, Rat arrives at a river.
When he gets there, he encounters some animals who are already waiting to cross the river. Horse, tiger, and ox. Rat is not a swimmer. He knows that he's not going to get across the river by himself. So he goes and he asks Horse, "Hey, can I come on your back?" And Horse says, "No." Then he asks Tiger the same question. And Tiger refuses also. When he asks Ox, ox actually, due to his kind nature and hardworking nature, helps him out. As they cross the river, it's very choppy, but Rat holds on tight and ox makes it across. When they're nearing the other side, Rat makes a final leap, crosses the river, gets ahead of ox, and wins the race. That's why mouse or rat comes first in the zodiac calendar, and ox comes second. The rest of the animals also have a lot of fun stories that we'll save for another time. The rest of the zodiac animals in order are rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and finally, pig.
So because the Chinese zodiac goes on a 12-year cycle, each year corresponds to one of the zodiac animals, and the cycle repeats every 12 years. So that means everyone who's born is born in a zodiac year and has an animal that corresponds to them. So the zodiac animal of the year that you're born in is supposed to affect your person's personality. In ancient China, it was believed that the zodiac animal of the year that you were born in has some type of effect on your personality, since all of the zodiac animals have traits. Like we saw, rat is really ambitious and ox is really kind-hearted and hardworking. Nowadays, it's not too big of a deal, and it's mostly just like a fun thing that people talk about.
In the modern era, Chinese New Year is a family-oriented holiday. A huge part of Xinyan is going to visit friends and family. But to be able to visit them, you're going to want to be able to greet them and say a few phrases. So we're going to run you through the basics of greetings and pleasantries at Chinese New Year. The first greeting is 新年好. Quite literally, New Year good. 新 is in the first tone, X-I-N. 年 is in the second tone, N-I-A-N. And Hao is a word you've seen before, H-A-O in the third tone. It's the simplest greeting to give during 新年, and essentially just takes the place of 你好 during this time.
So the next important greeting that you should know is 新年快乐, which literally translates into New Year happiness. 新年, as you know, means New Year, and then 快乐 means happiness. So it's a simple phrase wishing someone a happy new year. Note that 快乐 is a super common phrase used to wish people happiness for all types of occasions like holidays and birthdays, so you're definitely going to see that one pop up again. Essentially, it's a good phrase for saying something pleasant and nice if you're not at the beginning of a conversation, where 新年好 would have been more appropriate. Next up, we're going to learn how to wish someone well during Chinese New Year, and an optional phrase that you can use here is 祝你, which means wish you, and it can be used to precede any of the following well wishes to add an extra layer of sincerity to what you're saying.
The next phrase we're going to talk about is 年年有余, and this means year after year have surplus. Let's give you some pinyin. N-I-A-N in the second tone, 年, N-I-A-N in the second tone, 年, Y-O-U in the third tone, 有, and Y-U in the second tone, 余. To say this to someone means that you hope for them to have abundant wealth and resources every year. Yu in the second tone also refers to fish, and that's kind of a proxy for abundant resources. It's also a reason why at Chinese New Year you might eat fish.
So the next phrase we're going to cover is 恭喜发财, which is used as a way to wish someone a prosperous year to come. 恭喜发财 literally translates into congratulations on getting rich. So you can think of it as like a preemptive congrats for someone who you want to do well. The first part of the phrase is 恭喜, which is spelled G-O-N-G in the first tone, 恭, and then X-I in the third tone, 喜. 恭喜 literally means congratulations. So it's how you can congratulate someone for any occasion, regardless of whether it's 新年 or not. So it's a really good phrase to have in your pocket, and you're going to see it again. The next part of 恭喜发财 is 发财, so that's spelled F-A in the first tone, fa, and then C-A-I in the second tone, cai. Remember, C in pinyin makes a kind of T-S, ts sound. So fa cai means to acquire wealth. So coming back to this phrase, 恭喜发财 means congrats on acquiring wealth. It's a totally classic phrase that you might see written on any 新年-themed decorations, print, or media.
This phrase reminds me of that one clip of Ronnie Chang in his comedy special.
Yeah, on Netflix?
On Netflix, yeah. It's so funny. This clip's on YouTube too. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's Ronnie Chang explains why Chinese people love money. And he just breaks this down so well in a way that I'll never forget this phrase. Because 恭喜发财 literally means hope you get rich. And I just love the funny image that that brings to mind.
Okay, yeah, I highly recommend going to see that. It's hilarious, and you will not forget this phrase after watching Ronnie Cheng explain it.
Hey, Hasnat, I think we left out a huge component of what Chinese New Year is, and that's 红包, H-O-N-G in the second tone, and B-A-O in the first tone, and that means red envelope. Do you already know what red envelopes are?
Yeah, totally. I'm pretty sure that 红包 are like a big part of 新年. When I was a kid, me and my family used to live in Vancouver, and I have this kind of vague memory of getting a bunch of 红包 from my dad's Hong Kongese co-workers as a kid. They would always be like bright red, and I remember finding chocolate coins inside. Does that sound about right, or?
I remember those chocolate coins. We got them sometimes at Chinese New Year or promotional events. I always wondered if the rest of the world also got them, because they were always loonies, which I've now recognized is actually a very Canadian thing. That's the $1 coin for everyone listening internationally. But when I got 红包 from family members, grandparents, aunts, uncles, strangers even, friends of family, sometimes they contained cold hard cash instead of those chocolate coins. And so it was always something to look forward to, because you never knew what was inside until you finally opened it. Later, I learned that red envelopes are red because red is a lucky color. Now that I look back on it, I think of what a great way and clean way to give money to family members and close friends. And almost always this happens from older to younger. It's a ubiquitous element of Lunar New Year and all the countries that celebrate it.
So Max, you're telling me your 红包 had cold hard cash in it, whereas mine had chocolate coins?
Perks of being Chinese, I guess.
Well, okay, I feel cheated. I think we should end this episode with the quiz. Would you like to get us started with the first question, Max?
Question one. How do you say red envelope in Chinese? You better remember this. We just went over it. What do red envelopes contain and who receives them?
Question two is, what phrase replaces 你好 during 新年?
Question three. How do you congratulate someone in Chinese? And name a Chinese New Year pleasantry that incorporates this phrase.
Question 4. If it was 新年 right now and I wanted to wish someone abundant wealth and resources, what phrase would I say to them?
That's all for now. 再见. 再见.